Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following the day-to-day life of veterinarian Sarah Barlow Russell and farrier Trenton Russell, a married couple living and working in agriculture in Absorkey. I'm Sarah Brown. This week, Sarah and Trenton ride out together to Park County to work on horses bound for Yellowstone National Park this summer. Mark and Skye Shell manage a private guest ranch on the northern boundary of Yellowstone during the summer. At nearly 7,000 feet, it's wintered out pretty quick, so they and the 20-odd string of horses they tend spend the season here in Clyde Park, where it's darn near as spectacular as Yellowstone itself. This is Mark.
The owners come in and ride the horses up there. So, and then a lot of them are draft horses. It's only accessible by horseback or helicopter. So all the supplies are via wagon. Once the snow melts out of that country, we'll start getting in there and get the skeleton crew in, start opening the place up. We usually take about 2 months to open up, and then the guests come for 2 months, and then about a month and a half to close down. So
today, Trenton's helping Mark shoe the horses, something he'll continue to do every 5 weeks, along with a little fly fishing on Slough Creek, even when the horses move into the park.
Because of the conditions of where they're at, it's pretty rocky. They'll be headed up and down the trail.
This is Trenton.
So we do use, on draft horses, a thicker shoe because they tend to be heavier. And then they're a much larger footed horse, so some of them will clip to protect the foot, to protect the shoe, keep it in place. Larger nails. Saddle horses typically are walking forward with weight on them. Draft horses are pulling a load, and so they move their feet a little bit differently as well.
Hey Frank, what's going on, buddy?
Over on the other side of the corral, Sarah's Coggins testing horses for equine infectious anemia antibodies in their blood. It's a regulatory thing for horses that cross state lines, as these will.
Equine infectious anemia is a bad disease of horses that's transmitted by great big biting flies, or like, let's say you share needles or something, anything that transmits blood to blood in horses. It causes anemia, like the name suggests, and you can have a horse that gets it and dies outright. You can have a horse that gets it and fights it off, which isn't very common, and they can become then a carrier. Or you can get a horse that has kind of a waxing and waning course of disease, which usually ultimately results in death too. While I've lived in Montana, there's only been a handful of cases found, and that's partly because we're lucky enough, if you want to look at it that way, to have killing months of cold that kill all the big bugs.
As usual, Sarah's got a makeshift lab table off to one side. She has vials of blood and weighted stacks of forms on the rickety plywood platform. It's a study of making do that people around the world now working unexpectedly from home during the pandemic could learn from.
It was furnished by our hosts, and it's lovely.
Record keeping, including one Coggins form that requires practitioners to hand draw a horse's markings from three angles, means copious paperwork, and it's Sarah's most dreaded thing.
So there's plenty of record keeping just as a vet, but then as a practice owner too, it's terrible. It's horrific. I was at the clinic till 10 last night doing paperwork and just organizational stuff. And I hate it. I just hate it. I like doing my job. I do not like doing the paperwork that goes with it. And I think that's a pretty universal theme for most veterinarians. If we wanted to sit in an office, we would not be doing this job.
But Sarah's a perfectionist, at least professionally.
So I'm a little bit anal about filling out forms because I just don't want my client to get in trouble because I've screwed it up. I've seen lots of not very well done Coggins forms in my career, where people just like don't even put the pictures on. But the USDA is really cracking down on that. I mean, if you just have one Coggins form and you're using it for five different horses as you travel them around, that's kind of defeating the purpose of the whole federal program of testing the horses that are moving.
Next week, Sarah catches up with patients closer to home.
Field Days is produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio, theme music by John Cosell. Additional funding provided by the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communication on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montanans. More information on Field Days is available at ypradio.org.